Death Comes Knocking by Graham Bartlett and Peter James. Read by Daniel Wayman and introduced by Graham Bartlett. Foreword. For many years, my real-life Roy Grace, Detective Chief Superintendent David Gaylor, was my principal contact in Sussex Police, working closely with me on the planning of my stories and introducing me to any officers he felt would be helpful to my research on each successive Roy Grace novel to lend my books the authenticity I try hard to maintain. When he retired, I was immensely fortunate to have that baton taken on by his good friend, Chief Superintendent Graham Bartlett, himself a former senior homicide detective who then became commander of Brighton and Hove Police. Graham and I instantly hit it off, and he was an invaluable help to me for several years, also becoming a very good friend. When he was coming up to retirement, at the almost ridiculously young age of 48, he again ensured that I had a wide number of officers at all levels who would continue to give me all the access and research help that I would need, because he felt that the books gave the public an accurate and informative insight into what is really involved in policing. He also told me that he harboured ambitions to become a published author and sent me examples of blogs he had written over the years for me to judge his penmanship skills. I was very impressed by his writing style, which was clear, lucid, very readable, and, most importantly of all, highly engaging. He told me he would like to write a book in his retirement and asked if I would be willing to offer some guidance. I agreed and arranged to meet up with him for a bite of lunch. Then I had a true light bulb moment. Many people had been suggesting to me over the years that I should write a non-fiction book about my research with the police. As I neared the country pub where we were meeting, the idea crystallised in my head and I became increasingly excited. Throughout his 30-year career, Graham had the unique experience of policing Brighton and Hove at every rank and had been involved in many of the cases that provided inspiration both for characters and for plots of my novels. He clearly had writing talent. Might he consider collaborating on a book with me about what it was really like to be a police officer in Roy Grace's Brighton? I felt I could work with him and steer him. He agreed enthusiastically. So I pitched the idea to my agent and to my publishers, who all loved it. I asked Graham to write the first chapter and send it to me. When I read the opening lines, I groaned inwardly. Unlike in his blogs, he had fallen into the same trap of so many police officers who fancy themselves, after retirement, as authors. He had tried hard, but still slipped into plod speak from time to time, struggling to shake off his training that had taught him the detailed formality required in witness statements. Graham needed direction, and if I could give him that, I knew he was capable of brilliance. I wondered how I was going to break it to him gently that his writing ambition was in danger of falling at the first hurdle, unless he would accept my advice. Although he had been a very tough cop, afraid of no one, he had a deeply sensitive side. I knew from those blogs that he was a genuinely capable writer, but would he take my criticism? And, more importantly, what guidance could I give him? I need not have worried. Graham happily absorbed the feedback, always eager to learn and improve. He knew he was a beginner, but his passion and dedication drove him on. Together we chose the stories, I coached him to find a new, more engaging writing style, and the rest, as they say, is history. And often, quite a dark one, but with more than a few light touches of true gallows humour. Peter James, Sussex.
This book is dedicated with all my love for Julie, Connell, Neve and Declan, my reasons for being. I'm Graham Bartlett, one of the authors of Death Comes Knocking, Policing Roy Grace's Brighton. I'm going to start the story and then hand over to the very professional Daniel Wayman to continue. Prologue. Not long ago, some people would have urged you to buy just a one-way ticket to Brighton rather than bothering with a return. Chances were you'd be dead before you could use the homeward part. Slaughterhouse of Europe, crime capital of Britain, drugs death capital of the UK, sobriquets that have consistently defined the town of Brighton, now the city of Brighton and Hove,